time is 6:09. Okay, Alan is here. Judon Boney. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Anissa Faruqi. I'm not hearing Anissa. Lyndon Foley. I'm not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper.
Here.
Thank you, Tom. Wally James. I'm not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis. I'm not hearing Mike. Robin Lewis. Not hearing Robin. Carol McGregor. I'm not hearing Carol. Darrell Robbins. I'm not hearing Darrell. Nancy Saibara-Naratomi. Nancy? I think I heard her earlier.
Nancy's here, sorry.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shafto? I'm not hearing Deb. Bill, if you can call Deb on your other phone to remind her, I'd appreciate it. Jim Sheridan?
Actually, I'm a reminder to this morning, and she said she had something else this evening. She had forgotten about the meeting today.
Okay, so Deb, did she put anything in writing?
Haven't seen it. I just sent a note, a reminder to the list. I sent one a few minutes ago saying I was about to give up because nobody else was on the call, but then I just said that it's working.
I think we were on the call, but we just couldn't hear each other. And I'm sorry, the same thing happened last night. So hopefully Otis McClay's got that fixed. Okay, so Venetia Williams, I heard her earlier. Okay. All right, is there anyone on whose name I did not call?
So we have just four people?
We have Teresa, Bill, Tom Harper, Nancy Saibara-Naratomi. Okay,
yeah,
and I thought Venetia was going to call in, but I think that she is still in mourning for her mother. So we'll just have to deal with it. I've called Judon yesterday and today, and his voicemail is filled. So has anybody talked or heard from Judon Boney lately?
No, I've tried several attempts to get a hold of Judon, and so has Deborah, and to no avail.
Well, I'm kind of concerned about him, about his health.
We all are concerned about him right now.
Well, if anybody hears anything, put it on. I should ask maybe Robin or a staff member.
Okay.
Right, and I will also.
I'm going to place you on hold, and I'm going to call Mike Lewis and remind him he needs to be at this meeting.
Okay, no problem. So, we're finished with the roll call, so...
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Venetia. Welcome. So glad you're here. Okay. So, the agenda...
Teresa?
Yes, who's that? Nancy?
This is Nancy, yeah. Her name is Venetia, not Venetia. It's a different person.
Yes, Venetia. Okay, fine. Venetia. Okay, so... Yes, I am pronouncing the V. I'm sorry you couldn't hear it. Okay. The agenda goes call to order and roll call. Two is approve agenda. Three is approve minutes. 4 is outreach issues, which include social media, website, and email blast. 5 is fundraising, and there are 3 categories under that, which is online, auction, gala, and other. 6 is new business. 7 is set up new meeting, and 8 is adjourn. Sorry, I had spelled it wrong, or I had the wrong Roman numerals there for that. Okay, does anyone want to change any or add anything to the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to have a discussion about programming and its effect on development.
Okay, can we put that under new business?
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion that we do that.
And its effect on development.
I make a motion that we do that.
Well, it's already done. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
So, I sent the minutes out several times from March 22nd. I also sent out the notes from 2 brainstorming sessions, although those were just, you know, subcommittees brainstorming sessions. So, can someone move to approve the minutes of March 22nd?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for March 22nd.
Do we approve the agenda?
Yes. So the amended agenda, was it approved without objection?
Yes.
Do we have form?
Okay.
That's one reason why I want to call this a work group, because I just want to talk about fundraising, getting so wrapped up in the, this group has moved, actually, this group has sent it to the local station board that we would be called a work group rather than a committee. So quorum would not prevent us from actually talking and conducting business. Technically, I guess you'd say if we are an official committee, then we don't have quorum.
Were all these people notified by email only?
Well, KPFTX sends out a notice.
Let's just go through the agenda and do what we can. Is that okay? Rather than
I agree with
worry
that.
About these details, if we're trying to help the station.
Okay. I just received a notice from Robin. That said she can't come on this evening, and I'm asking her if she has heard from Judon lately.
Yesterday, I called Judon during our, what was it, finance yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And somebody else texted me back on the same phone, Judon's mm-hmm. phone, and said he's taking care of a sick relative.
Sorry,
okay.
He has a sick relative. I didn't. Does he have nursing? Does he have a degree in like nursing or something? I think his wife's a nurse.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, onward and upward. So the amended agenda is approved without. Is anyone object to the amended agenda?
No.
All right. So, does anyone have an objection to the approval of the minutes from March 22nd?
You know, I don't have those. I saw the brainstorming notes. When was the agenda set out? Sorry. The minutes.
Let me look at 1 minute here. Document.
I don't object. I'll find them. I'll find them later.
They went out twice.
Okay.
They went out. Bear with me 1 minute. The date was March 16th. They went out on the 13th of, I'm sorry, the 16th of March, and they also went out when I sent out a notice of this meeting a couple days ago with the agenda and everything. So they went out twice.
Okay, I see the agenda that for the March 17th that was sent out on the 17th. Okay, well, I'll find it later.
Anyway,
that's okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Why does it say March 22nd? I think it's 16th, so I will correct that in the minutes.
Well, the meeting was the 17th, so it couldn't have been before that. Oh, this is March, though.
We're approving the March documents. Let me look here. Going back to documents, okay. Going back to committee minutes. Going back to development committee.
It was April 16th, and I joined late.
March 16th. It was March 16th. And the minutes went out the same day.
Yeah, and then we had a meeting on April 16th, and I think there were three people, you and Robin and Ted, and then I came in on the very end.
As I said, Nancy, those were just brainstorming sessions. Okay, those were, by invitation, anyone that wanted to brainstorm.
Okay, all I see is a draft agenda for the March meeting, but that's okay.
Well, I will go into my sent files, and I will send them out again. Okay, so the next item, thank you for your patience. The next item on the agenda is outreach issues. And I'm very sorry that we don't have any representative of the station on this call. I'll be honest, it's very disappointing. I can kind of understand why they have busy lives and they don't want to drive into the station, but they can do this from their home. And they could just stay on a half an hour and they could say, I want to make this highest priority. And do this other approval of minutes and whatever later, so they didn't have to put up with the minutiae of governance. But this is disappointing because I feel like I'm spinning my wheels to talk about social media or the website or the email blast and try to motivate people to do something and have no support of staff. And I know that these people are very busy, but if they expect us to help them in any way, then they need to actually, and I think I could handle it if they said, Teresa, you're just full of crap. I don't want to spend my time on this project that you think is important, or I don't appreciate your feedback because you're way off in left field. I can deal with that. But I'm going to put this in the minutes that it's, we just need a little support of staff. Okay? What's your point of order?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
okay.
I feel that...
I'm on my soapbox.
I feel that's negativity, and what we really need to concentrate on is that we get this station reopened and start generating funds for this station.
I really want to do that.
And as far as the staff goes, they may be busy trying to keep the station running. There are people that are up there working, which are paid staff. And yes, I can understand that we need their input, but right now, at this point in time, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, that we need to just, try to assist them as much as possible.
Who is this talking?
Tom Harper.
Thank you.
Captain Tom.
Well, I understand your point of view, but I think I have to, I'm putting it in writing in the minutes that I think we just need a little bit of staff complaint and feedback. Okay? As I said, if I'm in left field, then I think that staff to just tell me that I'm full of it. Okay. So the first item is social media. I will say this, we have an event tomorrow night, It has been organized by Susan Darrow and Rourke. It is a concert. Has anyone seen the email that I sent out to the LSB recently? And it's showing you what I have sent out to the 1,500 people on my Milbend Coffee House email list?
Still, I saw it. Looked good.
The subject line says, Milbend Coffee House recommends KPFT Songs from Home live streaming concert this Thursday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. And I said, Dear Milbend music lovers, so sad that this month we missed our first show in 28 years, so here's a musical feast for you. Did you see that Susan Darrow and Rourke have organized an online concert this Thursday, April 23rd at 6 p.m., a benefit for KPFT? Check it out on the KPFT Facebook page. And then it says, then I cut and pasted the details of how to get onto the live stream. You actually don't have to pay. You can hear it without contributing anything, but we're hoping that people would click the donate button. But some of the people on this call, on this concert, would be Rodney Crowell, Hayes Carl, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, Ruthie Foster, Shiny Ribs, Tom Russell, Jesse Dayton, Carolyn Wonderland, Lisa Morales, Mary Gauthier, Jamie Harris, The Mastersons, Terry Hendrix, and Lloyd Maines, and more. The Mighty Orc, Matt Harlan, Cam Franklin, The Suffers. So I just think it's very exciting. So I'm encouraging people, when I talk about social media, about 1,500 people should have seen my notice. And I also went on the KPFT webpage, Facebook page, and liked it and shared it. And I hope that you all will. And last night, I also suggested that the people on the finance committee call do that. And Sandy Weinman suggested that if there is any chance in the world that you will be attending, that you click that you will, that you're interested in attending, because when people see that other people are attending, they want to join in the fun. Does anybody have any other comments about the issue of social media? I guess, namely, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Deb, I talked to Deb yesterday, and she said she had somebody, she knows her well, who could help with Facebook. I'm not sure of the social media, at least Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I told her to call Judon and have him call Judon. Maybe she could make the introduction, and I don't know, I haven't heard back. I think they had trouble getting hold of him. So, you know, this is a problem. We do need to communicate with staff like you're talking about. If we're going to help, we need to be able to coordinate. So I hope that something happens from that, but I don't know. But okay. Let me check Deb later.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
When I came aboard 3 years ago, and Alexandra and I were the ones who said we would handle all of social media, I have to say this about Dwayne. I know Dwayne gets a bad rap, but one thing that Dwayne did do is he gave us access to all three of those accounts, and we took care of business. Now, ever since Dwayne has left that joint, it has been up in the air. And people have kicked us off. Well, Alexandra is no longer part of the station. But people have kicked me off. And I think I kind of know what I'm doing since I get paid to manage other people's social media accounts. Those are the kind of things that agitate me. When something is working, stop trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm. So after Dwayne left, you were not encouraged, you were not allowed to help with the Facebook page. Was it the Facebook page? Or
not Dwayne. Well, Dwayne left. Dwayne left it and left it with OpenDK. OpenDK left it alone and was getting ready to to do a whole bunch of media stuff because we talked about it. And then, of course, he was gone, and then nobody else handled it. And then when, and I'm going to just say it, when Don came aboard, I think it happened even before Don was aboard. Somebody took all accesses away from me. Stop doing stuff when you got an expert at doing something, that they do this for a career living, and then y'all come along, and whoever's doing it, and I said whomever because I don't know who it is, you know, y'all come along, and y'all just do whatever. Yeah, it is a big problem because I can see y'all have nobody doing nothing for the social media. Oh, yeah, I keep up with it. I just don't have access to it anymore. Okay, that's my soapbox. I'm done.
So you think you haven't had access since...
I haven't had access since OBDK. Let's put it like that.
Since OBDK Kamau. Okay.
Now, if y'all want that social media, give it to me, let me do it, and stop tripping. And, oh, I will say that to Judah on myself.
Okay.
Well,
I don't need nobody talking for me.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you one thing. I know at one time there was a woman named Sam who I think was in charge of it. And I encouraged I encouraged Hank Lamb to contribute things to the Facebook page, and he said that he evidently he thought this is just his thought he thought that and I said, you know, help other programmers get things on so it's not just the prison show, you know, help these people who are a little less skilled submit things so they can promote their shows in advance. And he said that he was also kind of like he would do the work and submit things, but I guess he doesn't know why they would not take his submissions to the Facebook page.
Hello.
But maybe he thought that maybe they thought that he was like trying to crowd everybody out. So
the prison show The prison show, like a lot of the shows on KPFT, they all have their own pages. The problem is that you're not taking their pages and putting it on KPFT's pages to advertise. They all advertise on their own different pages. And no, you don't need 100 people with access to the Facebook to all of these accounts. You don't. Mm-hmm. When I had access to it, that was one of my beefs. It's too many people with access to that account. That's one of the problems right there.
Okay. So, do you think you can do it by yourself?
Oh, I'm not. Did you not just hear me say it?
I'm not being critical. I'm just, you know, I know that at one point you might be going back to work. I don't know whether we need to see if there's someone that would help you.
I don't have a problem with somebody helping me.
Okay.
That's not
okay.
The issue. The issue is that it's not getting done and it's not being overseen properly. That's
okay.
The issue.
Okay. Well, what Hank told me was eventually, after he submitted so many things and they were ignored, he just said, well, I'll just put mine on our own webpage.
And
so,
that's what he's doing.
So I think what we need to do is talk to OBDK, find if he willing to put you in charge of it. I'm sorry, talk to Judon, see if he would put your name on it. And I probably Robin Lewis would also have access to it to put development stuff on there, and go from there. Now I know, so I will follow up on that. And if you get a chance to follow up on that, Venetia, would you also do that? If you get a chance to talk to Judon, because he doesn't know the history, so. This is something I've been asking about for the. I mean, I ask about it when Jack was in charge, and I ask about it when. At one point, this woman named Sam was in charge of it, and she got so angry. I guess she did not like Jack, So she sent out a scathing email and said, I'm finished with you. I thought it was just really kind of mean, but, you know, I don't know what the history was. I think she was kind of doing it when Don was there. When Don was there. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you were mistreated that way.
Yeah, you know, I don't like mistreatment.
I don't either. I'm not a masochist. No, I'm not for that. Now, let's talk about Instagram. Do we need to find a volunteer to do Instagram or not?
All of those can be done by one person, Teresa. That's the thing. You don't need one person doing this, one person doing that. No, you don't need that. You need whoever is in charge to be in charge and be in charge of all of it.
Okay.
Together. They all can be linked together.
Okay.
It's just one-stop shopping. Boom, boom.
Okay. All right. Well, I will mention this also to Robin and see if she will
point of order
work on it. Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Concerning that why she was denied access to the social media for KPFT.
Tom, I have no idea what the problem is. All I know is I looked up one day, I was no longer asked. Nobody told me anything, and I did not ask.
So
all
what
I
we
know
have
is one day I had no access to it anymore.
Okay,
that's
so what we had was a failure to communicate with you. Is that correct?
There you go.
Well,
okay.
I think part of it is
a
staff issue, too. I mean, we have had a lot of management changes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would suggest we solve that problem by getting a hold of Judah Boney by either email, text, or whatever, and see if we can get that issue resolved. And I make a motion that I make a motion that she be reinstated as far as put in charge of the social media. Does anybody disagree with that?
I don't think you need
no,
to make a motion.
I agree.
I've already stated that I will talk to Robin Lewis and IGM Judon Boney about that.
Okay, well, I'm just making a recommendation that she be reinstated.
All right. Well, I will. It is noted that I think there seems to be consensus on this call that we can do this. Are there any other social media, Venetia, that I did not mention? I mentioned Facebook,
okay,
Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay, so let me just tell you what you really need to get together, first of all. Social media is easy. That website has got to be brought into the 21st century. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to pay somebody to do that, then we all need to pass the buck. Because let me tell you something, the way it's going, that is what's going to keep you. That really is what's going to get you over the top. If we have to pass the bucket, and I mean to pass the bucket between us on the LSB or whomever, we have to pay somebody. That cannot be volunteer anymore. Somebody needs to be paid to do that website. It needs to be brought up to the 21st century, and it needs to look like it is professionally done. Why?
Amen.
You're asking people for money. You need to look the part. We don't look the part. And this is PR 101. For those of you who don't know, I do own a PR company. We do not look the part. It's not going to look that way unless we pay to get it done. I'm sorry. We have to pay to get it done.
Well,
Bill for the sec.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
You know, I agree with Venetia. And, you know, I tell you that we've had about a year. Venetia, thank you. And we had about a year and a half ago, we had four people, professionals involved with IT and websites, volunteering to help work on either upgrading that website or building a new one. And
right.
And they were
did we pay them?
And working together fine, everything. And one of the staff basically wanted to control and kick them all out. And I think we have a problem with the staff. Markeisha said this in the meeting yesterday. She feels volunteers aren't trustworthy. You know, they can't be trusted. And, you know, even if they're doing, this is the stuff they do professionally. And essentially only paid staff can do it. But clearly they don't have enough time to do all the things that need to be done around there. And I agree with Venetia. There's, you know, if you don't have social media presence and a good website, and you got to keep it current also, or people won't go to it, then you're just spinning your wheels. We need promotion more than almost anything. And, you know, if that's how we can, this is the free way to do it. It takes some effort, you know, and work, but it doesn't involve paying anybody necessarily if we can get volunteers.
I think
you should include this in your message
people,
to management. I think
one
you should
of
include
people
this.
Charlie Lindahl was one of those people, and he gave me that feedback that, they were positively insulted. They were trying to do it systematically, and they were just, like, dismissed and insulted while they were at it. You know, they were having meetings and working together.
What Charlie does for a business is IT.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Tom.
I think that the paid staff is afraid you're going to lose your job. That's the reason why that volunteers are treated that way.
I don't know what they're afraid of, but they can't possibly do all the work that is needed around there. They have to allow volunteers to do some of it.
That's true, Bill. My point. I think the paid staff is afraid that they are going to lose their job due to the fact that some volunteers do have skills that are out, you know. Yeah. Yes.
They have skills that the staff doesn't have. Right. And they have time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Venetia, could I have you talk? I could talk to Charlie Lindahl and see if he still wants to work on this. And if you, I don't know whether you have any opinions on who would be good or how much it would cost. I mean, Charlie is very sympathetic to the mission of Pacifica, and was willing to do it for free, and had three other people who were willing to do it for free. I don't know whether they need to be vetted again or what.
Okay, but let me just say, you need to talk to
Judon first.
Yes, right. I agree with that. And if that is the way we're going to go, they have to be under a contract, whether they do it for free or not. Enough of this, I'm coming in to volunteer. Well, I got mad today, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm,
enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whomever is hired, and I don't care whether they're doing it for free, because there's a motto, free ain't free. You know, y'all want to throw that free word around just because we're nonprofit. Free is not free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right now, you need promotion. You need to look like you are a million-dollar company. That is the kind of money that you have to attract. You do not look like that right now. That is what you need to be focusing on first and foremost. You need to have all of your payment systems in order, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of this spinning the wheel, I know you're having this mean to, okay, so that's my, so number one on the list, you got to look the part to ask for the money. You need to become a Baptist preacher, if you will, or church person or something. And I mean that when I say that, I'm saying it to say, you have to look the part to ask for the money. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have all your free systems. Yes, you might have to pay for that website, but if you're paying for the website, remember, all of the social media stuff is free. All of the payment things are free. Zelle is free. PayPal is free. All of that stuff is free. But something's going to have to be paid for.
Okay.
That website is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, for the SAC.
Go ahead.
You also, for the website and social media too, you don't just do a one-time fix, you know, or change it. You have to keep it constantly current. So you have to have somebody could be different people, usually is, who to keep it current. And that means posting stuff about upcoming events, about programmers, about programs, all that kind of stuff. A lot of the same material could go on Facebook, too. But you got to have, he's going to have to allow volunteers to do some of this. There are a few programmers, only a few, who I know are allowed to post stuff on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But and as KPFT, as it coming mm-hmm. being posted by KPFT.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the website, you don't want to just turn it loose to anybody, but you need, they don't have anybody to do it. You want this, why there's stuff up there that's frequently months old. And, you know, that's, well, I agree with everything Venetia's saying. It's hurting us more than helping.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Bill. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I think the person that is controlling that is Bobby Modad, who
yeah, I know
is
he
from
is.
IT, and I think that he does not want to give out passcodes or passwords or anything to anybody.
Well,
point of order.
I think that Robin has it. Okay, go ahead, Tom. Point of order.
That's not Bobby's decision. Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure that's not a point of order. If you want to just speak, Tom, just say Tom to the stack, and I'll let you speak.
All right, Tom to the stack.
When you have a complaint about somebody.
All right, Tom to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
All right. Once again, I repeat myself. That is not Bobby's decision. Okay.
Okay.
The upper management, upper echelon is the only one that has that decision to make. And that, mm-hmm. that falls on Jew Don Boney, okay?
Okay.
Also your operations manager for the station, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay.
And that is it, all right? So I don't feel that it's necessary to deprive anybody of that information,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay. I'm sorry, Nancy?
Yes. I don't think it's good that we put motives to Bobby or anybody, what they're doing or thinking or their motives. I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm not talking about a motive. I just think that that he is the one.
Yeah, we heard what you said, Teresa.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I just think that. Well, I guess
let's just keep it simple that we talk to Jew Don about this.
I would love to.
Thing,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second thing is that I talked to Otis, and it was about, and I can't remember what problem it was, and it was about the sound, I think, and because it was just not getting fixed. And he said, well, first of all, Nancy, it's not secure. And
it's not what, Nancy?
Not secure.
What sound is not secure?
No, our website is not secure. He said, we have problems because... And I said, well, why is that a problem, not secure? I'm sure it sounds bad, but I mean, what is the problem? And, well, it takes money and it takes time and work, he said, to tend to that problem. He said, our website is... That's one problem. It's not secure. And I remember trying to pay for, I mean, I'm taking care of Green Party's expenses. I'm the treasurer. And
mm-hmm.
I was told by Network Solutions, your Green Party, Harris County Green Party side is not secure, and you need to pay. It was a lot of money to get it secure. And we had thought we really did not need to pay it. So I don't know what it would be for KPFT's website to get it secure, because it seems like an important point for Otis. He said to keep people from doing things devious, I guess, and also for security. I really don't know, but maybe we should find out.
Go to kpft.org. It has, it's HTTPS. The S means secure, unless he's talking about something else specific. You do have to pay, unless you can get a free one, and there are some places you can get a free security certificate, but normally you have to pay for that certificate every year. But apparently we have that because it says HTTPS. That's what it's... But of course, you can do things in an insecure fashion. You can post stuff there and essentially bypass that. And if you don't know what you're doing, that's possible. But
okay, so maybe he was talking about the kpftx.org site. Is that what
I don't know.
That's
totally different.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
You, but I don't.
I may have gotten mixed up about, and may have not had anything to do with KPFT. Sorry.
The KPFTX used to be, but it is now. I'm just looking at it. But there's a zillion people that have access to KPFTX, so that kind of makes it less secure. You know, if you have 100 people that have, you know, can log in and upload stuff and all that. I mean, they're not admins. I know Otis controls that. But.
Top of the stack.
All right, go
Teresa.
Ahead, Tom. Go ahead, Tom, and then Nancy.
Okay. Nancy, I agree with you, but what you're referring to is like Norton antivirus, Black Web, and other security issues that would have to be addressed for a website. So I agree with Nancy.
And you have to keep it updated. I forgot to mention that. It may not be updated to the current version of WordPress and PHP and all that stuff.
That's true also, Bill.
Bill, you seem to understand this issue. Would either you or Vanicia Williams be willing to call either Robin or Judon Boney about this issue so we can take some positive steps about the website?
Okay, first of all, Teresa, the only person that we need to be calling is Judon. Want to add all these other people's names to it, but right now he's the general manager and is no staff, so he's the person that you go to. And I will call him this week.
Okay.
Thanks. Good.
Hello, everybody. I'm aboard.
Well, hi, Mike Lewis. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, Mike.
Teresa?
Yes.
Teresa, I wanted to tell you that I joined Anicia. Now, what is her name? Anissa.
Yep, close enough.
Hi, Anissa. How are you?
She's been on a long
time. Hey, guys. Been listening, and I was going to say, what we need to do is not cheese people off, and that would probably, you know, be the first step. I didn't realize that Sam had quit. Of course, I'm kind of behind on the loop.
She quit last year.
Yeah.
Sam Oser we're talking about, correct?
Yep.
Okay, well, I am so glad that Vanicia will talk to Judon Boney about this because I would like to get the bottom of it, and I will be happy to talk to my friend Charlie Lindahl and see if he would be willing to work on the webpage. If he's not, then perhaps between Vanicia and Judon, they can decide who can approach about doing the webpage.
Found the stack.
Go ahead.
Can we bring everybody up to speed that just joined us and what we are addressing and what we are talking about?
We're on item 4B, talking about the KPFT website, and we are discussing having the website professionally managed and done under contract, even if it's by volunteers, because we need the promotion.
Well, Anissa, I was going to say, yeah, because we used to have something called an IT committee, but I don't know what happened to them. I don't know how many people we cheesed off on that one.
Okay.
What did you say, cheesed off? What word are you using?
Yeah, that was a nice way to say it.
In other words, in plain language, teed off.
Okay.
Right. Another word, run them off.
Okay, so we are now talking about the website, and is there anything else we need to discuss regarding the website? If we don't hear anything, then the next item we're leaving it in the hands of Vanicia
Williams. I just want to underscore, if you can't get commitment from Judon to change something about this, there's no point in doing anything about it or talking to Charlie or whatever. Judon has to agree to allow some people to help.
Right.
And he can vet them, he can write a contract for them or ask them to write a contract or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they've got to He needs to be able to tell Bobby or whoever the holdup is. And I know Robin is sympathetic. She's been frustrated with the website for several years also.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
But, you know, but Judon has to be willing to tell people, whoever is the block is, that you got to let these people help and give them access.
Mm-hmm. Right. The next time, okay, fine. I'm leaving it in the hands of Venetia. Okay, the third item is the email blast. This is something I have discussed with Judon, and I've also discussed it with Robin. I would like it to be more consistently utilized, and I discussed it with Wendy Schrell, for example, when she was doing some development fundraising and she was doing some membership. I said we need to use this email blast, especially when we had the car raffle and the car rally, the car show. I said, you know, send an email blast out so all of the KPFT members know we're having a car show. I mean, it's a means of communicating with our listeners that we have not utilized. And Wendy went and cleaned it up, but try as I will to find out who specifically on staff could be responsible for getting a message out on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis, I have not been able to figure that out.
No, but we can make this the social media person's job because websites and email all go in.
So, Venetia, would you consider that part of, when you say you'll do social media, would you consider that the email blast, which is a, you know, all the people that have ever said, given us their emails to say that they want to receive emails from us?
Okay, I don't have a problem with that, but I'm going to have a social media task force. What you calling these things? Task force, yes.
Okay.
I'll be the head of it. But anybody want to help out can help out. But they're going to, we're going to work that together. We're not going to do that all by myself.
Okay.
Bill for the sack.
Go ahead.
You know what, you might know, for I volunteered a couple of years ago to help write content for the newsletter, because I know that's one of the time-consuming parts, and that may be the holdup. You know, Naboo has sent out some stuff just occasionally, and, you know, Robin used to do it. But, well, to get content, I think what you need to do is contact staff so that you can send out newsletters and saying, like, this special program's coming up. Like, I didn't know about this special, it's going to be on this Thursday until I heard, I don't know, somebody on the air mention it a few days ago. But, you know, if you got to get a newsletter out before these things happen or it's too late. So you need to get early warning from staff. And so I think we need to be able to send a message to staff first saying, we're planning to start a regular newsletter or get it going again, and we want to help promote your shows, your specials, events, things like that. And,
okay.
And so that you can collect the information. That will make it much easier for whoever's writing the content for the newsletter. But you're going to have to get some of it from staff, like, there's a fund drive coming up. Well, you need to know when and all that. That information has to come from staff. But, you know, we can help write content for it. And,
okay.
You know, even
all
if
right,
they're
well,
the ones that actually send it out.
Well, I will certainly, who would like to help, Venetia? Bill?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Which, again, you got to get commitment from Judon that this is okay.
Well, she's going to be talking to him about that.
Okay, Teresa, let's just table that until I have a conversation with Judon, please.
Yes.
We don't need to have that conversation right here on this cell phone.
Okay, well, just so you know, we're willing to help in case you need it, okay?
Okay,
Tom is back.
Go ahead, Tom.
As soon as Alicia clears it with Judon Boney, then I will be willing to help.
Thank you, Tom.
You're
like
welcome.
To help as well.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Was that Mike?
Okay.
Yes, mysterious Mike.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, there ain't nothing mysterious about him anyway, but that's all right.
Okay. Now we are going to fundraising, and we're going to discuss the online auction. I guess we can't talk about this very much, but because it really kind of involves Robin. But let me tell you this. I would like to either do a PS, a promo, or put something on our social media that we are in, that we are soliciting items for online auction. For example, if I can find a musician that would give 5 harmonica lessons or 5 ukulele lessons or something that people would bid on, I met a man, for example, one time. He was going to come and open for Milbent Coffee House. So he was like a specialist. That was his specialty. And he did that for a living on the side. He did harmonica lessons. Also, we have people with art, with people that have memorabilia. And I just want this committee to be aware that we could complement any kind of a program with auction items. We can do online auctions, like with the event that's tomorrow. If all of those musicians agree to sign a CD or agree to have lunch or talk on the phone or something, we could complement some of our programs that we're having to raise money. So if you know of anybody or if you have any ideas, I would love for you to talk with me, because I will be having a woman, a talk with Catherine Ansbach, who is known for finding items for the art car balls and the orange show. And she's
Tombers Tech.
She's just well known for finding the most outrageous, awesome things. So, like you know, tours backstage at the opera, or just you very unique items. Go ahead, Tom.
Didn't I mention this the meeting before that, or conference before that, that we need to have something to bid on, or have a contest, or is that what you're referring to?
Something to bid on, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, if there's nothing else for this, that's what I'm working on. In regard to the gala committee is meeting. We discussed an item that was in the Chronicle on Sunday, I think the 12th. And the title of the article was Nonprofits Pivot to Virtual Galas and Fundraisers. For example, after COVID-19 hit the region, the people with Meals on Wheels were supposed to be having a gala to raise money, and they just pivoted because they figured, well, now we know what it's like to be at home and not be, I mean, the service is actually cemented in people's minds with COVID-19. So they held a virtual gala. There was an opera singer that was supposed to be performing for a gala. I don't know whether it was for Interfaith Ministries. And they just decided to do that online. And this person did kind of like a little commercial thing. I mean, it was online, and it was kind of a personal plea, very interestingly tailored to this group. And so it's a very interesting article. I will send that article to maybe get your juices going. Send link to Chronicle article, because it may happen that we have to change our gala, which is scheduled for November.